I hope you're all aware of our violence prevention effort. Has everyone heard of Ceasefire? I hope so. If you haven't, please go see the movie, Interrupters. How many members of the Board of Trustees have seen the movie? Not everyone. Please go see it. It will tell, first of all, it is a great way to highlight what we do in public health, but also what the University of Illinois Chicago stands for. The first shot in the opening of the film is the University of Illinois Chicago. The second shot is the picture I showed you of the School of Public Health. It is probably our most high-profile program within the School of Public Health, and I would argue at UIC it probably is too, which is very good for our visibility. And now we've done a movie, we're going into a TV show next, so stay tuned. We're very big in environmental and occupational health. Our Great Lakes Center, which focuses, as the name would imply, on regional issues, is also very much internationally involved and was one of the major centers leading the investigation post-Chernobyl. And we have an outstanding ERC, which is a NIOSH-funded center. It's one of the oldest, best-funded, and largest in the country. We are very much concerned with health disparities. We do have this new Center for Eliminating Health Disparities, which is gaining recognition nationally because of a new certificate program for training researchers to do health disparities research. We are global, as I mentioned, and some of the programs that make us outstanding are, fortunately for the Pizarro family has been very generous in terms of funding the Pizarro Scholars Program. This has been an outstanding way to get our students international experience, and I would indicate that within the last 2 years, out of that program, we've had 3 Fulbright Fellows so that they can pursue their studies abroad after they graduate. We have a new program partnering with the Peace Corps where we provide the academic piece and they provide the practical piece. We have a long history of outstanding and significant and impactful programs in maternal and child health and other health promotion areas, for example, asthma, smoking, obesity prevention, and of course, the Great Cities Neighborhoods Initiative. I know I went through that quickly, and as I said, there are many, many more I can't even tell you about today. Where do we rank? Well, if you look at the NIH rankings, we would rank 13th in the country in terms of total funding. I want to make a few points about this. First of all, Brown has an asterisk, because they actually don't have a School of Public Health, despite what NIH thinks, but they do have a program, so they get listed in the ranking. The other thing to notice is, look who's ahead of us. These are all programs that are much older, much better established. So if you were to look at programs that were only schools of public health that were only our age or younger, we would actually be third in the country in terms of total funding. However, I don't think total funding is necessarily the best way to look at us. I think there are better metrics, which I'll get to later. But speaking of metrics, what are some of the metrics we pay attention to? Well, obviously, student access and success is very important. Our research performance is very important. The status of our faculty is very important. And of course, money matters. So who do we choose as comparative schools? I choose the top 20 in the country, basically, because I think there's no reason we are not or can be as good as the top 20 schools in the country. So I'm going to show you statistics that compare us to those schools. Public health is a growing field nationally. All the programs that exist are growing. The number of schools that are growing. And we're experiencing a similar growth in terms of ours that matches the national trend in terms of enrolled applications. Our applications, just like everybody else, are majority female, as I mentioned. If you look at the students accepted and enrolled, we are actually, compared to the average of our comparison schools, we are actually more selective and have a higher yield than them. Most of the students that we accept need financial aid, and they get financial aid. So the vast majority get financial aid, and they end up with an average debt of about $23,000, which is not great, but I guess is tolerable by today's standards. And I'll show you employment salary figures in a minute. Well, as you would expect, the students we enroll are also predominantly female and look like the rest of our comparison school. In terms of the enrollment trends, since our applications are going up, our enrollments are going up, and actually we're increasing our